clock has started.
The clock has started.
Five, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1.
This week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Cast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, or as somebody else has called me earlier today, Juiced Nate. We are here this week, and in the room with me, I've got our special guest, Mr. Chris England, going to sit in with us. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And along with Chris, I've got our CEO, Mr. Dennis Cater. Welcome, Dennis.
I can't hear you. I'm deaf right now.
Okay.
You blasting my headset.
Well, stop chewing candy and stuff in the microphone. And every time you do that, I'm just going to crank the mic on your end.
But see, you think it's funny, but I used to go to a lot of rock concerts when I was younger. So I'm already deaf, so it doesn't hurt much.
Really?
Yeah. And by the way,
that was Elvis, right?
By the way, it's not juiced, it's juiced nate. Juiced nate.
Okay, we'll tell that story here in a minute. Let's introduce our guest today. Our guest online, we have two ladies. They're both co-owners of a company called Metal Vine Cybersecurity. We have Wendy Folger and Kelly Bell. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
thank you.
My bad. I just got done telling you guys pre-hitting record that I was going to introduce you individually, and then I go and introduce you together. So welcome, Wendy.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Welcome, Kelly.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, sorry for all of our craziness. This is usually what happens at the end of the day that we spent all day long on phone calls and Zoom and GoTo and Teams and whatever else out there.
Boy, we are right there with you. It is a crazy, crazy time.
So before, when we were chatting, you guys said you guys are located in Denver, Colorado, the company, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It is located in Denver.
Okay. Do you guys have a brick and mortar normally, or are you guys 100% remote all the time, even before COVID?
Yeah, we are 100% remote. So we work out of our home.
So nothing really changed with you guys then?
Oh, no. Well, we started in October. We actually officially opened our firm in October. So.
Oh, okay.
But prior to that, getting ready for our business, we worked remotely, yes.
You're talking October 2 months ago? October?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations then.
So unlike what they refer to as the COVID babies for the last 10 months, you guys are a COVID baby company then, a COVID company.
Yes. I guess we are, yes.
Okay.
Exactly right.
So I'm going to let one of you start out. Let's go with Wendy because you're first on my phone here. Tell me just real quick, like in a two-minute synopsis, what you guys do, and then we'll give Kelly a chance to add or subtract, however she fits.
Sure. Yeah. Happy to start us off. So we have found what we believe is a need in the industry. A lot of people are working remote. A lot of people probably will never go back to brick and mortar since, after COVID. I think companies have realized that having parts for all of their employees work remotely works for them also. So we felt when we saw that there was an opportunity to help secure home networks and small business networks and websites. We offer more. I'll let Kelly talk about that. But that's really what drove us, kind of this, the feeling of a lot of small businesses being insecure and a lot of people maybe not having their home network nearly as secure as they were when they went into their brick and mortar business facility, and just, you know, feeling like there was this desire to help out and be of service and get people in a better place.
Very good. Kelly, what do you got to add or subtract to that?
Yeah, no. So our offers are, you know, based off of that. We have our individual home network. So we'll come in and help you get secured, because running your business out of your home can be, you know, pretty insecure. Like Wendy was talking about, you know, you have more control over what devices connect to your network and how they connect and what access they have. But when you move your business into, you know, working from your home, you're opening up another aspect of a hacker ready to come in and you know, look at what you're doing in your business. So we definitely want to help individuals get secured in that way. And then also business networks. You know, we really found that small businesses are really being targeted, especially in the pandemic. I believe the cyber crime has increased 600% since the pandemic started. And small businesses that get hit with cyber crime, about 60% of them close because they can't handle
the financial repercussions. So
thank you.
Of a hit are just too much. So when we found out those statistics, it really helped drive us. And additionally, we offer full penetration testing. And then we think to keep people secure, we offer a vulnerability maintenance program. So that allows them to know every month that, okay, I'm still secure. Because, you know, the reality of this business is we can get you secure, and the next day you could bring a new plugin in or add a new client or access, you know, or hit a link or one of your employees does, and boom, you're vulnerable. So it's that opportunity for them to have this additional layer of security from us. By, you know, allowing us to give them a scan more than a scan, really. It's quite a bit of scanning and analysis of their networks to ensure they're still secure.
Excellent. So
Right, and so we...
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kelly.
No, I apologize. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. This is all about you guys.
Oh, I was just going to say, so yeah, the monthly scanning really helps. We get them into a position where they're secured, and then we just continue to monitor them. And we found that that's an issue, that people don't keep their security up to date. Yes, they get it up to date to a certain point, and then they think, oh, okay, we're great. Let's just, you know, keep on going, doing what we're doing. And they don't realize that there's other ways that people could get in. You use different apps. You use different products that could make you vulnerable. And that way, the ongoing scanning would help keep that at the same level playing field.
Say again.
Mm-hmm. No, what?
Can you say that again? What you said at the end there? I couldn't hear you.
Oh no, I just said that it just keeps them secured all the way across.
Okay, I got you.
On an ongoing basis.
So I'm assuming you guys have a subscription service, and it's 24/7, or how's that work?
It's about 24/7. Usually what people want is, well, what we're offering right now is more of a monthly assessment. So just to look every month. I think getting something that's more daily, weekly, hourly is a goal. But right now it's a monthly scan. First of all, small businesses and individuals only have a limited budget, right? We all know that. I mean, we're all in small business. So there's a limit to what they have to spend, and we want to try to keep them as safe as possible, but within a budget that they can actually afford. So we're trying really hard to keep within that limited budget. I mean, think of it. A lot of small businesses, they develop a website, they get their website up, and then they think, I'm good to go, right? never have to think about that again. My website's cooking along. It's working. My customers are paying. Everything's going fine. And actually what's happening is their plugins are now out of date. Hackers have found new ways to infiltrate. And the problem with hackers, as we know, they sit and watch. You know, they take their time now. It used to be years ago that it was hacked, breached, you found out about it, or they let themselves be known. Now, they hide their tracks really well. I mean, look at the biggest one that just happened. I mean, that's scary, because that's on a very different level. But they've become much more sophisticated. They're much more willing to wait and watch. And I think that's why it can also be such a more of a devastating loss for that small business if it does happen to them. Because the hackers, they've sat out there and watched long enough to get enough information where they really can take them down. So it's, so that's a long answer to your short question. Sorry.
No, I think that's good. So you guys unpacked a lot in those first couple minutes there. You guys came to the right place. So I think we first met each other at a PTAC event. Is that correct? Forgive me if I'm wrong.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
That's right. So we're in the process of going through that certification learning process, which, can I just say that?
Certification process, are you guys, I'm assuming, I can't assume nowadays. Can I assume you guys are a women-owned small business, WASB?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, we're fully women-owned.
Okay, fully women-owned. And is there any other socioeconomic status? Like, are any of you veterans or anything like that?
We are not. Both of our fathers are veterans, and we're not. My ex-husband's a veteran, but sadly, the government doesn't care.
Nope.
No. Luckily, we're not disabled, so we're fortunate exactly. In that way.
And you know what? I think it's great that you guys are going through the process, and you somebody must have gave you good advice, because that is the first thing I tell any of our guests. If you want to get in the government realm of business, use the resources that are free to you. Like we were just saying, there's not a whole lot of money up front in small business. So PTAC is where it's at. I mean, they can walk you from start to finish, and they can even put you in touch with the Small Business Development Center if you haven't even got to that point yet. Dennis, put away the candy. Sorry, Dennis is wrangling candy over here again.
Oh, no, we want you to share. Can you
we can send you a picture later.
It's Christmas.
Okay. You should have been here at Halloween.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart. Now what?
That's weird.
Nice.
Okay.
Well played.
Now
well played.
You're torn it apart, Nate.
Well played, sir.
That's just weird. Okay, moving on. This will be just Nate's last podcast.
Just Nate.
Okay.
Just Nate.
Beans, we brought it up. Tell them the story real quick, Dennis.
No.
Yeah, you need to tell the story.
So we were on a telecon this morning on a web meeting, and there's people from all over the country. And so the lady hosting the conference, she saw, people's names on there. And she goes, oh, hello, Just. How are you? And he's not paying attention. And I'm laughing my butt off because I know his thing says Just Nate.
Well, there's
on
like
it.
Three people on the conference at that point. And for just, some reason, whenever
just
I do.
Because his name on his profile was Just Nate.
No, it's Just Nate.
So she said, Just, are you there? Just? Dennis is dying laughing.
And I'm just like zoning out. And finally, I'm like, nobody else is answering. I'm like, are you talking to me? And the lady's eyes, you could just tell, like, went extremely wide, because I don't think she expected me to speak English, or at least English as well as I do. And I'm not saying I'm good at it at all. I'm a northern redneck. But, when I actually started speaking English, she's like, and I was like, were you trying to say Just Nate? And she's like, Just. I'm like, no, it's Just Nate. She's like, oh, it's like two things like clicked in her brain. And she turned from a very, very white woman to a very, very red woman very quickly. She's she felt so embarrassed. I'm like, no, it's fine.
It was awesome. Just not
to but the person hilarious. Right before me that she was talking to was from Germany and spoke, you know, broken English, but good broken English. But I think she's like, we've been doing a lot of these things lately. And they told me afterwards, and they're like, yeah, just, I guess we just expected that we had a lot of international people on the call. So yeah. So this morning I was juste naté.
Juste naté.
Juste naté.
Oui.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you saw the cooking show host who called a very popular kitchen device a microwave the other day.
A microwave?
A microwave.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
It's a new kitchen tool.
That's right. But it's just not a, the microwave.
The microwave.
Okay. It's not fun anymore when you make fun of me.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you guys, so you just started the company. It's new. There's at least two of you in the company. Is it larger? Is it just the two of you, or is there additional personnel?
We have actually brought on a contractor, and we are, we're looking for more contractors. We need to bring on some people. It's kind of growing up pretty fast, so that's exciting.
As subs or 1099s, or what are you looking at doing?
Let's see. Not employees. Yeah. So
1099.
1099, okay.
Yeah.
That's very typical of a small business.
We're also going to offer, I believe we're going to offer a couple internships at Regis and maybe talk to DU where we actually did our studying and see if they're interested. I know Regis in Denver is, so we're going to look there first because there's a bit of a phenomenon going on in cybersecurity right now of fully educated adult people getting cybersecurity degrees or getting, you know, certificates or doing deep dive studies and coming out and finding that job offers are, even entry-level job offers want 3 to 5 years of experience, which of course is ridiculous. And there's this huge need in the cybersecurity industry, and yet nobody wants to give that, you know, that initial job out to somebody who doesn't have 3 to 5 years of experience. Well, we want to fill that gap also. We know that there's a great deal of really top-level educated people coming out right now, and we hope to snag some of them.
No, that's a good way to go about it, and it also helps them out, right? Like you said, to get experience. We are doing that at our company. We all three work for the exact same company, so we're actually in the office today recording the podcast at the end of the day here in the office, and we do the very same thing. We're down here in Colorado Springs, and Dennis has some contacts that helps us get some interns that we can use. And it not only gets them experience, it gets them credit for their college course. And Dennis has also found a way that we can help get them paid through other avenues as well. So it's like kind of a paid internship typically. So there's definitely ways around it. And especially as a small business to help to do that, get them that experience. I think it's a win-win situation, which is one of our favorite sayings, win-wins. Everybody's a winner all around.
Yeah, 100% agree. That's what we. So Dennis, my friend, let's talk after this podcast.
Yeah, I already have a note.
Yes, we. It's a great way to augment your team and then help other people while you're doing it. And to me, that's kind of. Yeah. We're all in the business make money at the same time. But at the same time, it's. To me, it's also about those relationships that you're building, right? Who knows, that person that you bring on and help out now, they might start their own company 2 years from now and then hire you as a consultant or something. So, right? That's the way life goes around. So
yeah.
We're 20 minutes in already. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I've got notes from when you guys very first started here. There's so much to unpack. I want to get to it as soon as we get back. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This podcast is brought to you by CHAFA, the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. Since 1974, CHAFA has strengthened Colorado by investing in community development and affordable housing. CHAFA's community development team partners with lenders across the state to offer the financing you need to grow your business. Talk to your local lender about CHAFA's Cash Collateral Support Program, which helps small and medium-sized businesses access capital that would otherwise be unavailable due to collateral shortfalls. To learn more, visit chfainfo.com. Welcome back to this week's Smallest Cast podcast. This week we have on the line with us two ladies from Metal Vine Cybersecurity. They're both co-owners. We've got Miss Wendy Folger. Welcome back, Wendy.
Thank you so much.
And we've got Kelly Bell. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you.
Okay, so before break, we talked about a lot of different things, and then we, on our side, we kind of saw the squirrel thing and talked about a lot of weird things.
Unrelated things.
But hey, that's part of the conversation. We're relationship building. I've been trying to teach you that, Chris.
Yes, you have.
It's all about those relationships and managing people's expectations.
It is.
We have none. That's good.
That's right.
teach me, oh great one.
Did you say, oh great one, or oh gray one?
Gray one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gray yet. Look in the mirror. Just for men, okay?
Is that what it is?
No, I wish I was going gray.
Okay, just okay.
Okay, squirrel. Okay, back at it. Okay, so you guys had mentioned a couple things, and I want to walk through a couple of those things, and just in kind of short, brief messages, are you guys wanting to act kind of like an MSP, a managed service provider, and kind of manage their networks? You said kind of, that's kind of what a managed service provider does. They manage the network, but then that's, I think, where Dennis was going with the last question is, are you guys managing this 24/7, monitoring their systems? And then if they have a breach, you call them up and say, hey, we saw a breach come across, or are you guys just kind of coming in and doing a penetration test monthly to see if anybody had broke in, which is kind of a post way of looking at it?
Yeah, we're much more the latter than the former. We do have not formalized partnerships yet, but we have spoken with a couple of companies who are more the former. They're the 24-hour scanning constantly. Hey, you've got a breach, putting it out there. We are not hosting or housing customer data or systems. We are truly going out, doing an assessment, doing a review, letting them know what isn't working, what do you need to secure, what do you need to upgrade, what do you need to consider. I mean, things like password managers, for example, guest networks. I mean, there's a lot of basic things that, especially on home networks, people have not set up, right? They've gotten a router from there, from Comcast, let's say, in Colorado, is an example, and they've never thought of changing the password. They've never thought of updating their SSIDs. They've never thought of anything like that. So it's more to get some really basic security out there for a lot of people who have just, first of all, are really intimidated by the idea of doing this kind of work. So it's getting people comfortable too. We like to work on this in session, kind of handhold the whole time, walk them through. So when they leave the session, they're empowered with knowledge that we're leaving them with, right? Hey, look at what you did. You got this done. We helped you, but you did it. And then we leave them with information on, you know, more things that they could consider, VPNs or, nice, or guest networks, for example.
Well, and that, yeah, was my next question is, as part of this offering, do you guys, either now or in the future, are you thinking about adding a hardware option for people? Like, for example, so Dennis and I know one of our really good friends down in Pueblo owns a company, cyberprivacy.today. They somewhat do this for, they've been at it a while, but they do this almost very same thing for very, very high-end houses, right? And it's essentially CMMC in a box and HIPAA compliance for everything. I mean, their market is the doctors, the lawyers, anybody that has to deal with HIPAA stuff. They, you know, crunch out their networks and say, oh no, this is going to be set aside for work. This is set aside for the kids. This zone is going to be for just guests or whatever. Are you guys thinking about doing something similar to that? Or are you guys kind of focusing on the home user of basic, you know, just getting whatever they get from Comcast, like you said, in Colorado here?
So we're mostly focused on the home user. And then, so it would be similar, but not exactly the same as from what you described. Yeah, we're, and you know, for businesses, we're really looking at how can we get them to a secured state and then put them on our maintenance program. And it's not all around monitoring. So we're not monitoring if they get breached or anything. We're monitoring what vulnerabilities they have and helping them patch it.
Okay. So you're kind
of, that's kind of where we're going
on the DoD side then. Have you guys, and you can talk to PTAC about this too. Have you guys thought about, you know, trying to get people compliant as far as 800-171 or CMMC or anything like that? And if I just gave a whole bunch of acronyms that you don't know,
yeah,
that's fine.
Exactly.
You know, I don't expect you guys to know all that as a new company, but.
Yeah. We are super new. You know, what we want to do is we want to focus on this initial offering of 3 or 4 or 5 services and then see, you know, what does the market need? Where do we go from here? We have about, as I'm sure you guys do too, anybody who starts a small business, owns a small business, has a vision of wanting to run a small business, you probably have 10, 15 ideas. You know, we've got Google Docs full of ideas. We should do this, and we should do this, and we could do that. And it's super exciting. And it's so what we're trying to do is focus right now on the initial offering of home network, business network, penetration testing, and vulnerability maintenance program. But there's just so many directions we could go. And yeah, and then of course, bringing people on who are programmers or bringing people on who are specific to this hack or that hack. You know, some hacks are really getting so much more press or so much more runtime that having the specialist in this or that kind of hack is something we're looking at right now, because we had a client come to us and have 2 clients who were, you know, had the same hack, for example. So lots of growth opportunities and not enough time in the day.
Right. Well, that was going to be my question actually is so how did you guys get to this place where you're at now? What brought both of you to starting your own small company in cybersecurity? How did you guys get here? Just either one of you can go first. I'm not sure who wants to start, but
Take that. So we were studying at DU for cybersecurity and became great friends and study partners and took our Security Plus class and passed. And we were like, we saw a need. We really, really saw a need of individuals, small businesses, even medium-sized businesses that really just do not understand how important cybersecurity is. And it's because it's something you can't touch. It's something you can't see. So it's like, why do I even care? Like, and so finding that need, we, you know, decided to open up a company and work together and really fill that gap, because It is getting scary out there. It is.
Well, and so what so you're new and you just got going, but as you've been along this little journey here, you know, meeting each other and then getting the company going, what's been your biggest, note that you would give to other folks as you've started your own company? The biggest challenge, I guess, is the word I'm looking for, that you guys have had to kind of think about or overcome, as you've started this journey.
We call that nuggets of knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, network. Mm. I think one of the I'll tell you drawbacks, I'll tell you pluses, but the drawback is we both are IT oriented. Marketing is not necessarily the easiest thing for us to just, you know, flows off the tongue, right? Branding and logo and website content. And so, marketing has been a challenge, I would say, that we're quickly coming up to speed on and hiring people, you know, just finding people to hire. But that leads me to the really great part about opening a small business. We have found time and time again, every single person we talk to is so, so giving, so ready to chat about, we started with just talking to friends who had small businesses. Every two or three days, we'd meet with another friend who had a small business and ask them, what are your nuggets? What are your lessons learned? Who do you work with? And then we would interview, you know, attorneys and accountants on up their marketing. And every single person has been so positive and so helpful. And I just think it's just been a wonderful experience that way, meeting people who really, really want you to succeed and want to do whatever they can and want to partner together. I mean, we already have all these offers to partner and to refer, and we'll refer you and you guys refer us. And it's just a beautiful community. And that's been, I don't know, for me, I'd say that's been my biggest nugget.
Yeah, that's what we call the ecosystem, right? We call it the government contractor ecosystem in Colorado, but really it's the small business. And I won't even say small business, because we found the same experience as you deal with these larger companies. They're even willing to help you. You know, they need you, you need them. All the resources that are out there, all the resource providers, everybody is just willing to engage. And that is why we actually started the smalls, because we were trying to find a forum to get everybody together. Maybe not all at one time, but as a vehicle to facilitate that. And that's really been our success story.
And I know you guys haven't been around for too long, but prior to this, so the smalls has been around since 2017, October of 2017. Yeah, 3 years almost. But actually official nonprofit since what, November of 19?
Last year
when we became official nonprofit status. So, for example, for all that time, the last 3 years, our niche was helping small businesses network, collaborate, and grow. And we had networking events up and down the Front Range, Aurora, Denver, Colorado Springs, Pueblo. And what we do is we bring a company like yourselves in, give you 20 minutes to talk in front of a crowd of 50 people or so, and throw up some slides. This is all about you guys. And then just networking before and after, you know, having a beer in hand and just network, talk with one another. I personally feel that is more important than, you know, the old adage of it's more important of who you know as opposed to what you know. I fully believe that, especially when it comes to small business, because if you've never done it before, you need somebody else to hold your hand. Not necessarily hold your hand, but to hold your hand to
walk
go
beside
introduce you,
you,
walk beside you. To take you and then take your hand and shove it in the next person's hand and say, here, so-and-so, meet so-and-so.
Yeah.
I think there's a match made in heaven here that you guys need to talk business, right?
Yeah. You know, you're a perfect example, Nate. I mean, we're on a call together. You introduce yourself. I introduce myself. I hear your cybersecurity. So I chat you up and you chat me up and here we are. You know, it's a beautiful collaboration. I mean, I only wish that we had started sooner, that, you know, that we hadn't stayed in corporate America quite so long, because this has just been such a positive experience, exciting. You know, and it's one thing to put in 50 or 60 or 80 hour weeks for a corporation. That's a whole other thing to do it for your own company, right?
That is true. Well, you threw me for a little bit of a loop. My eyes kind of did a roll here, because you guys were in corporate America. I thought you guys just were fresh out of college.
They are.
Oh.
Well, so you're non-trads then, non-traditional students, right? I'm guessing, or tell us the story here.
That's right. Well, this is Wendy. So I have been in IT most of my adult life, all my professional life, started as a programmer and moved into project management and implementation management and such, and consulting. So I left corporate America in 2015, and never looked back. Just started doing a lot of volunteering and a lot of giving back and, you know, helped with elderly parents and a young daughter. And so anyway, when I decided to get back into the workforce, I started looking at cybersecurity. It was either going to be data analytics or cybersecurity, and cybersecurity won out. So that's my story. Kelly, go ahead. You've got a whole other one.
Yeah, so I actually worked for a law firm, and I was their IT manager for pretty much my entire career, and helped them manage a lot of different things. And they actually got hit a couple of times with ransomware, and they were fortunate enough to recover because we had backups and stuff. But it can be devastating when you've lost your entire data, all your data and network. So living through a couple of those, it really draw me to cybersecurity. And so I just made the leap and started studying.
Well, that's what I mean about the whole story. Cause now I've got a completely different picture of you two. When you first started talking, I was thinking, man, we're talking to 21-year-olds here.
That's what I was thinking.
But then Wendy had mentioned ex-husband. I'm like, well, okay, 21, you can have an ex-husband. That's fine. But then you're like, small kid. Okay, well, it could happen. But I'm trying to build this picture. I'm a very visual person. So we actually prefer to do these podcasts in person, but with the COVID, we're trying to do our part and
You say what you say.
I'll say what I say. We're trying not to get in trouble by the government or whatever.
That's why we're worried.
Well, that's okay. We're 21 at heart. Okay.
Okay. There you go.
That's right.
You could be like my wife. My wife, for a little while now, has said, "Hey, it's my birthday." It's actually her birthday next Monday. So happy birthday, wife. She's going to turn 28 again. That's where she stopped was 28. So
that's good.
I love that. Yeah, I love that.
So how'd you guys
and
come
I
up?
I can't wait for COVID to be over so we can come to your marketing events because those sound amazing. And yes. We started this during COVID and we have never been able to really, really fully market.
Yes. Well, at those events, and that's the whole point. At those events, we'll be able to, once again, walk beside you, take you over to other people that we know, and introduce you to these people that could become partners of yours. And who knows, maybe they can become
clients,
but I prefer for them to become partners. That way you build that relationship with each other and they can use you as a partner and you can use them as a partner. And it just kind of grows from there. So Chris, what kind of questions you got for these ladies, these 21-year-old ladies?
I don't know. You and Dennis has stolen. Dennis stole a couple of questions I had already. So I don't know that I'm going to be able to contribute a lot to this conversation. This has been fascinating. I had no idea what you guys did before I sat down today.
And that's the way we like it.
So what's Metalvine? Right. What's Metalvine? Where'd you guys get that?
The word Metalvine. Tell us the story. We like stories.
Yes. Well, it is a combination of our personalities, actually. And you'll have to guess which is which.
I'm already lost. One's a wino.
Kelly's the metalhead. And Wendy's the vine.
One's a metalhead and one's in the wine. I don't know.
Well, I know it's not your middle names because I was told not to say those middle names. So.
That's right. We're cybersecurity, you know. Come on.
Yeah.
So leaving it at that. Just leave us hanging, ladies. Well, I was thinking metal vine as a copper wiring or something like that, or lines. That's what I was going with. I Googled you guys before, so you have to tell us how to get a hold of you, because I did Google you before I came in, and there was some metal vine companies out there, but they're decorative, plant things, metal vines. And I was like, well, that's not them. So is there a way to get a hold of you guys? You have a website or how's that working?
Yeah, we have a website. It's being made right now, but we do have, it's metalvinecyber.com.
Okay.
Is where you can get a hold of us. And, but our website should be up pretty soon.
Okay.
Pretty soon. It's under construction.
Well, we know that deal. We just revamped ours as well. So we know the drill on websites. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, yeah, I'm taking some time.
So metalvinecyber.com.
That's yeah. Us.
Okay.
metalvinecyber.com. Mm-hmm. Metalvinecyber.com.
You got it.
So you said it four times.
Until that is up and running, is there another way people can get a hold of you? You guys want to give a corporate email or an info@metalvine or anything like that?
Well, the easiest way would probably be to say you could just use our first name. So it's wendy@metalvinecyber.com or kelly@metalvinecyber.com.
And Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y?
Yep, you got it.
And Wendy with a Y, W-E-N-D-Y?
Good question. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, today, you know, if you have just,
I mean,
it's not windy. Got a lot of windy juice.
No, okay, you know.
I thought it was.
It's been
W-I-N-D-Y, windy.
A silent. It's got a silent F.
Oh, I got that my whole life.
That's what she said. So my name is Dennis. I don't feel bad for you. Okay.
Okay, Denise.
Yeah, that's it.
He's been called Denise a few times.
Yeah, I used to just go by D all through high school. I went by D because I got tired of people screwing it up.
Yeah, I call you D.
Yep, and then DK got DK a lot, but then Burger King came along and just didn't fly.
Messed it all up.
Did
you should sue them?
Yeah,
they stole my BK.
Copyright infringement.
That's your retirement right there, buddy. Yeah.
Let's get some retirement out there. I'm going to hook up with the 21-year-olds here, and we're going to get some retirement.
Okay, nice. That's weird. Don't say that again.
Oh, Dennis.
Okay, so
Dennis.
So ladies.
Oh, Dennis. We don't own him. We just have to feed him.
I didn't mean
him.
It
just,
that way.
He just works here.
Anyways, so how can we help you, the community? Is there anything that you guys need right now that we can help you with other than to get your name and, you know, get you out there? What else can we do for you guys? Because we definitely want to help you do that.
Oh, wow. That is such a great question. Huh. Can you fill out all the paperwork so we can be government certified? Can you do that for us?
We can help you. We can help you get there. We can't draw up the certification, but we can definitely get you in touch with the people to help you get there. That is definitely something.
No, I mean, T-Tech is great. T-Tech is great. And I've really enjoyed all the webinars that I've gone to and learning a lot from them. But no, I think at this point we are at that real growth stage, and we're actually trying to not get our feet too far ahead of the rest of us. So we're in running mode every day. So I think that this is super helpful, and just to talk to other small business owners and people who are interested in small business is just fantastic. So anybody out there who wants to contact us and wants to chat about what we can do for them, we love that. We love meeting people, and anything we can do to help people out there secure your home or business network, website, whatever you need, just give us a send us an email.
And I'm going to take it one step further. I'm going to do a call out to all of our listeners out there, which, by the way, right now is 37 different states we have listeners in, and 14 different countries are currently listening to us on a weekly basis. So for those of you in podcasts that are listening to us, just like they said, the lady said, if you need their assistance, call them up. But I'm going to also say, hey, if you are a company that has been through that very process that they've been through, and you just want to offer them a nugget of information, a nugget of knowledge, email them. Give them some nuggets, right? Give them some knowledge. Because I think that's, if you've never done it before, unless you want to make a ton of mistakes, which is going to happen no matter what, but we try to minimize those mistakes as much as possible. So if you have just some words of wisdom and knowledge of hey, watch for this pitfall, I would suggest people email them as well.
And if you're sitting at home and your network keeps crashing and you're getting Chinese emails, call them.
Call them.
Yeah, that's right. And if you could see us, we're nodding and nodding. Yes, thank you. Yep.
Well, our goal is to blow up your email with people saying, hey, we need help, or hey, I've got information for you. We'll follow back up with you too, because we're always curious of how far this reaches And we've had some companies come back to us and say, it's been amazing. We've had people call us. They want to work for us. They want to work with us. So I'm hoping the very best for you as well. Hopefully that this information gets out there and we can make that happen and give you guys a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I'd like to schedule another podcast next year too.
Do follow-ups. We've been talking about doing that.
Yeah.
We've been having your
number. Yeah, we actually talked about that the last one.
Yes. You are number 41, ladies. And so that was weird. That was in sync. You just completely lost my train of thought.
That we're going to follow up.
Oh, follow up.
That's
we're
perfect timing.
Yes. Perfect timing. We're going to follow up. Next year, we talked about doing follow-up podcasts with people to say, hey, we had you guys on a year ago or 12 months ago or 13 months ago, and what's happened since then? So kind of a rehash of what's been happening. So be on the lookout for that.
Good
we definitely
bad.
Want to stay in touch with you guys. I know, like I said, once we are able to have in-person events, we definitely want to have you guys at those events. And so we highly suggest you go to as many of those events as possible. I understand you guys are up in Denver, Parker area, Aurora, but you know what? We've got amazing events here in Springs and amazing events even down in Pueblo as well. So
and everything's virtual right now, and I will sign them up to our Smalls email, but we'll talk about that afterwards.
Sweet. Ladies, do you have any other questions for us?
No, this is really great. Thank you very much for having us on and giving all the support that you're giving us. It's just amazing.
And
it's just making us feel at ease. I mean, this has been really fun. You guys have made it fun, so thanks.
Well, we appreciate that. Like I said, the last thing we want to do is stress you out over a simple podcast. I get it. It's something new for people to do, but...
But when you're here, you're doing a podcast with Just Nate.
Just Nate.
It's and, exciting.
And Just Nate will change his voice to sound like he's really a radio personality. So if you...
Actually, you have a great radio voice, Nate. You have a great radio voice.
You know...
Your voice on podcast is really nice.
Well, I appreciate that. It's kind of weird. I never really thought of it. My
makes
mother,
up for his looks.
My mother always told me I've got a face for radio. I didn't understand it till now.
That's fantastic. You do have a face for radio.
I appreciate that. It is what it is, you got to live with it. So with that, I want to say thank you to the gentleman here in the room, and I use that term loosely, but thanks for sitting in with me today. And ladies, both Kelly and Wendy, I appreciate you guys coming online, spending a little bit of time with us online. And that's all we got for this week, folks. And till next week, this is Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the SmallsCast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode. See you at the next episode.